Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I was watching the Oscars yesterday, and I started wondering, what happens to those magnificent dresses when the ceremony is over? I'm sure Arianna Weissner, a Hollywood stylist, can tell us.
Well, for designers, the event is one of the best occasions to promote their collections. Most top designers offer famous actresses really big money for wearing their dresses at the Oscar ceremony, up to $250,000. That's how much the biggest stars can get.
Wow! That's a lot! Can actresses keep the dresses they wear on that night?
From time to time, a designer will present the celebrity with a dress, but where and when she can wear it is regulated by a written agreement. The majority of stars are only allowed to use the outfit on Oscar night.
Can somebody else buy it afterwards?
Very rarely. Famous designers keep their dresses in their archives. Those who are less famous might lend them to rental companies to make money. So people can sometimes rent an Oscar dress, but there is very little chance of buying it.
Has anything ever happened to any dress?
Once, an actress wore a pearl dress, a white gown covered with 6,000 pearls. When she got back to the hotel, she changed in her room and went down to the restaurant. The dress disappeared while she was out.
Was it ever found?
Very quickly. After the thief stole it, he removed the pearls and threw away the dress near the hotel. It was found by the receptionist. The thief probably just wanted to sell the pearls.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I was watching the Oscars yesterday, and I started wondering, what happens to those magnificent dresses when the ceremony is over? I'm sure Arianna Weissner, a Hollywood stylist, can tell us.
Well, for designers, the event is one of the best occasions to promote their collections. Most top designers offer famous actresses really big money for wearing their dresses at the Oscar ceremony. Up to $250,000. That's how much the biggest stars can get.
Wow! That's a lot! Can actresses keep the dresses they wear on that night?
From time to time, a designer will present the celebrity with a dress, but where and when she can wear it is regulated by a written agreement. The majority of stars are only allowed to use the outfit on Oscar night.
Can somebody else buy it afterwards?
Very rarely. Famous designers keep their dresses in their archives. Those who are less famous might lend them to rental companies to make money. So people can sometimes rent an Oscar dress, but there is very little chance of buying it.
Has anything ever happened to any dress?
Once, an actress wore a pearl dress, a white gown covered with 6,000 pearls. When she got back to the hotel, she changed in her room and went down to the restaurant. The dress disappeared while she was out.
Was it ever found?
Very quickly. After the thief stole it, he removed the pearls and threw away the dress near the hotel. It was found by the receptionist. The thief probably just wanted to sell the pearls.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Speaker 1.
When George told me to wrap a present in a plain brown paper bag, I thought, no way! What about this beautiful box I've bought? But once he explained why, it made sense to me. He suggested a person who gets a present may be disappointed if it is not as beautiful as the box it's in. He also said that nobody cares about glittery bags and ribbons, which just add to the waste polluting our planet. This argument convinced me.
Speaker 2. I wish my parents would understand that when I ask for a specific gift, they shouldn't buy me something else instead. Last year, I asked them for headphones for my birthday. Did I get the headphones? No. And it was not because they couldn't afford them. They wanted to surprise me, so they bought me an expensive designer leather bag. However, it was totally useless for me because I always carry a backpack. And for the price of this bag, you can get 2 pairs of high-quality headphones. It's as if you ordered a burger with fries and the waitress decided to bring you sushi. Speaker 3.
Have you ever got the same present from different people? Even if it's something you wanted, you usually don't need 2 items which look exactly the same. So people who brought the same gifts obviously feel a little embarrassed. That's why I decided to create a website where you can make gift lists for any occasion, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays. You just need to sign up and invite your friends and family. Then you add the things you'd love to get to your wish list so everyone knows what you want. When someone buys you something, they cross it out. Why don't you visit my website and check how it works?
Speaker 4. When I was 8, my grandparents bought me my first camera. From the moment I got it, I took it everywhere with me, to school, to the grocery store, and to the playground. I took pictures of everything, my dog, my 2 sisters, even Coke bottles. I got pretty good at taking photos, and when I graduated, everyone thought I'd become a photographer. Much to their surprise, the profession I chose has nothing to do with taking photographs, but photography has become my favourite pastime.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Speaker 1.
When George told me to wrap a present in a plain brown paper bag, I thought, no way! What about this beautiful box I've bought? But once he explained why, it made sense to me. He suggested a person who gets a present may be disappointed if it is not as beautiful as the box it's in. He also said that nobody cares about glittery bags and ribbons, which just add to the waste polluting our planet. This argument convinced me.
Speaker 2. I wish my parents would understand that when I ask for a specific gift, they shouldn't buy me something else instead. Last year, I asked them for headphones for my birthday. Did I get the headphones? No. And it was not because they couldn't afford them. They wanted to surprise me, so they bought me an expensive designer leather bag. However, it was totally useless for me because I always carry a backpack. And for the price of this bag, you can get 2 pairs of high-quality headphones. It's as if you ordered a burger with fries and the waitress decided to bring you sushi. Speaker 3.
Have you ever got the same present from different people? Even if it's something you wanted, you usually don't need two items which look exactly the same. So people who brought the same gifts obviously feel a little embarrassed. That's why I decided to create a website where you can make gift lists for any occasion, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays. You just need to sign up and invite your friends and family. Then you add the things you'd love to get to your wish list so everyone knows what you want. When someone buys you something, they cross it out. Why don't you visit my website and check how it works?
Speaker 4. When I was 8, my grandparents bought me my first camera. From the moment I got it, I took it everywhere with me, to school, to the grocery store, and to the playground. I took pictures of everything, my dog, my two sisters, even Coke bottles. I got pretty good at taking photos, and when I graduated, everyone thought I'd become a photographer. Much to their surprise, the profession I chose has nothing to do with taking photographs, but photography has become my favourite pastime.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Jimmy, do you want to join me for a workshop at the Cartoon Museum? There's still a place for one more person.
Oh, I don't know. What are you going to do at this workshop?
First, we're going to watch short animated films and look at drawing styles in various comic books. Then, when you have decided on a drawing style that appeals to you most, you can design your own character and practice drawing it. Finally, we're going to create our own comic book.
That sounds like fun. When is it?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Jimmy, do you want to join me for a workshop at the Cartoon Museum? There's still a place for one more person.
Oh, I don't know. What are you going to do at this workshop?
First, we're going to watch short animated films and look at drawing styles in various comic books. Then, when you have decided on a drawing style that appeals to you most, you can design your own character and practice drawing it. Finally, we're going to create our own comic book.
That sounds like fun. When is it? Two. Here's some information for passengers of flight 2919 to Caracas. The weather conditions on your route will be good, so you should expect a comfortable flight. Unfortunately, the takeoff will be delayed. We should be boarding the plane in 40 minutes. We'd also like to remind you that the departure gate has been changed. You should go to gate 30B. Thank you for your patience.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Here's some information for passengers of flight 2919 to Caracas. The weather conditions on your route will be good, so you should expect a comfortable flight. Unfortunately, the takeoff will be delayed. We should be boarding the plane in 40 minutes. We'd also like to remind you that the departure gate has been changed. You should go to gate 30B. Thank you for your patience. Three.
And now time for local news. Next Saturday, a film crew is coming to town. Everybody can visit the set and watch the director and actors at work. You'll have a chance to see for yourself how a film is made. However, if you're hoping to get a part in it, you'll be disappointed because no extras are needed. Please remember that the city centre will be closed to cars during the filming, so traffic jams in the area are very likely. You won't be able to park in the streets nearby between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the whole weekend.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And now time for local news. Next Saturday, a film crew is coming to town. Everybody can visit the set and watch the director and actors at work. You'll have a chance to see for yourself how a film is made. However, if you're hoping to get a part in it, you'll be disappointed because no extras are needed. Please remember that the city centre will be closed to cars during the filming, so traffic jams in the area are very likely. You won't be able to park in the streets nearby between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the whole weekend.
Four. My best friend Greg is a tennis champion. We both play in the same club, but Greg plays much better than I do. You may think I feel jealous of his success. Not at all. When we play against each other, winning is not important. I'm glad that I can help him. Greg says that his technique is better thanks to our regular matches. He's had a really good season, but he's lost the last two matches. Our coach is worried about him, but I'm not. I'm sure Greg will win next time.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
My best friend Greg is a tennis champion. We both play in the same club, but Greg plays much better than I do. You may think I feel jealous of his success. Not at all. When we play against each other, winning is not important. I'm glad that I can help him. Greg says that his technique is better thanks to our regular matches. He's had a really good season, but he's lost the last two matches. Our coach is worried about him, but I'm not. I'm sure Greg will win next time. Five.
What was the point of producing this game? The basketball players look unnatural and move like plastic toy models. The only acceptable thing is its sound effects, otherwise it's horrible. It's not expensive, but it's not fun either. I think it would be better to go outside and have a real game of basketball instead.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What was the point of producing this game? The basketball players look unnatural and move like plastic toy models. The only acceptable thing is its sound effects, otherwise it's horrible. It's not expensive, but it's not fun either. I think it would be better to go outside and have a real game of basketball instead.
Six. Look, I've just had another text from my little sister. She's begging me to make our parents get her a dog. but I don't think she's mature enough to have a pet.
I have an idea, Robert. There's this website, borrowmydoggy.com. You sign up and find local dog owners, and then you can borrow their dog for walks. You can even take care of it when the owners are on holiday.
That's a great idea. I'll let her know, and if she shows she's responsible, Mum and Dad may let her have her own dog.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Look, I've just had another text from my little sister. She's begging me to make our parents get her a dog. But I don't think she's mature enough to have a pet.
I have an idea, Robert. There's this website, borrowmydoggy.com. You sign up and find local dog owners, and then you can borrow their dog for walks. You can even take care of it when the owners are on holiday.
That's a great idea. I'll let her know, and if she shows she's responsible, Mum and Dad may let her have her own dog.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.